This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
They make it effortless to sign up. A few clicks, a credit card, and you're in. But the moment we try to leave, suddenly we're wading through pop-ups, guilt trips, phone numbers that ring overseas, and pages asking if we're really sure. Three in four of us have struggled to cancel a subscription, and now the federal government wants to crack down on it. Well, joining us is Professor Jeannie Patterson from the University of Melbourne, one of Australia's leading voices on consumer protections. Jeannie, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
These subscription traps sound very familiar to all of us. I know I was offered one when I ordered some delivery food on the weekend. What's at the heart of the problem here?
The heart of the problem is the idea that it's really easy to sign up. There's often a temptation to sign up with a free trial. But once you signed up and once you've started on that free trial, it's then very difficult to cancel. And this might seem a little trite or a little bit, you know, trivial, but the point is, if we keep paying for things we're not using, that's quite a lot of money going out of people's pockets, not to mention the frustration of spending often hours trying to cancel these subscriptions.
You're right, it is a lot of money. And if you don't regularly check your bank statement or your credit card statement, you can quite easily forget them.
Yeah, absolutely. A member of my family who won't want me naming them found that they had signed up to a mental health support app when they were finishing some exams. Mm-hmm. And 3 years later, it was still there. They'd just forgotten about it and they were still being charged.
Wouldn't it be good if you could sort of say, look, you know, I haven't used it. Can I get a refund for that time? But obviously we can't.
Exactly. And wouldn't it be good if the app emailed you and said, your subscription is coming up for renewal. Do you still want us? Click here if you do. Otherwise, we'll cancel automatically.
It's almost like a gym membership, isn't it? Some of the council gyms do that. Say, hey, we haven't seen you for a while. We're worried about your health. But the private ones, they don't care. What are some of the tactics that these companies do, these subscription services tactics that try and keep us hooked in and make it difficult to leave?
Well, I think the thing is they've all gained some knowledge of consumer psychology, which most of us tend to inertia. So if something's hard to do, we don't do it. And that benefits these companies. So they make it hard to leave, so we don't leave. The other thing they do is called confirm shaming, which is when you try and leave, you'll get these little messages suggesting you're doing the wrong thing. Do you really not care about your health? For example, if you're trying to cancel a food subscription order or a gym membership.
How manipulative is that?
Very manipulative. And it truly is aimed at just sort of nudging us to go, oh, perhaps I'd better give it another go. But that's not really fair to the online consumer.
No, absolutely. Now, the government says the cancellation should be as simple as the sign-up. I agree. What difference would that make us on a day-to-day level?
It would make a huge difference to us. We all now interact online. That's how a lot of us do our shopping, how we sign up for services. And so it should be consumer friendly to deal with organisations, service providers online. So the idea is that if you can sign up in two clicks, you should be able to unsubscribe in two clicks. And moreover, that you should be given clear information of how you do that, because I don't know about you, but I've often lost the website or my password I can't get back in.
and then you swear that you've reset your password to the correct one, and I'm sure that they deliberately don't let you log in so that you stay on, oh, look, I'll do it another day and then forget about it till 3 years later.
Exactly. Now, and then you roll over again, so there's another $79.95 gone out of your wallet, you know.
Exactly. Now, Jess in Brighton says, I tried to cancel and they offered me a discount that they never offered when I signed up. Does that happen often?
That's quite common. Often when you go to cancel a subscription service, all of a sudden as you get to about the fifth click, you'll be offered a discount. And I think this makes us feel a little bit tainted, because if they're giving you the discount as you leave, why couldn't you get it at the front end?
Exactly. I referred to gyms earlier, but I do remember once a big chain took over one of these smaller gyms, and I wasn't happy with it. And I said, look, I want to cancel my membership. I didn't want this particular one. Anyway, they said, oh, you've got to have an interview before we can cancel your membership. But I laughed at them and said, what? No, I don't. And they let me cancel, but they tried to sort of make me book an interview about two weeks down the track.
Yeah, the online version seemed to have been modelled off those gym membership models, actually. You know, 1 month trial, then a monthly order, but if you cancel early, you don't get it back. And then if you want to cancel, it'll ask you why. So what we know from human psychology is that all of these little frictions that we put in between you wanting to cancel and actually cancel slow you down. And we often feel guilty about cancelling, particularly if it's a health product. So all these little niggles are absolutely designed to stop us leaving.
We're chatting with Professor Jeannie Patterson about the push-to-ban subscription traps and hidden cancellation hurdles. So what's the most ridiculous subscription cancellation experience you've had? You can text 0427 569 949. Jeannie, in terms of the subscription traps themselves, I know this particular big food delivery company, every time I order something, it says, would you like to be part of this? And it presents it. There's no option for me to say, please do not tell me this again. Please don't offer this to me. I'm not interested. But every time it does, is there anything to change that?
So the services are often relying on an automated marketing model. So as soon as you talk to them, you're committed to getting many, many, many emails and even phone calls suggesting that you might want to sign up again. And when the selling point is your health or your well-being, like those food subscription services, the idea is that they just sort of nudge us or manipulate us towards their product, knowing that once you've signed up, often we'll keep trying to continue to use it. So, again, it's a highly manipulative strategy. And this is why around the world, governments are starting to ban online manipulation.
This one, Brie in Essendon says, had to talk to a chatbot that pretended it didn't understand. Is that legal?
Well, unfortunately, there's no law on releasing people from contracts, unfortunately. That's why that sign up now to get a month free is particularly insidious, because you think, wow, I'm getting a great deal. But the problem is, if you put your credit card in, they've got you. And even if, I have to say, I once tried to get rid of a subscription service by blocking my credit card and it didn't matter. It still rolled over.
So it doesn't matter if you go to the bank and say, hey, I can't cancel this. Does the bank tend to just say, well, you need to go to the person that you authorised your card with?
Well, actually, the bank will block certain users, but you've got to have made efforts to cancel it yourself. So you have had to take all reasonable steps yourself. The point is, though, that if you cancel your credit card and get a new one, a lot of those services that you were still allowing to withdraw money from your credit card roll over to the new credit card, so you can't even get away from them that way.
Jeannie, this one came in, I won't name the internet company, but it's something internet, with an animal as a logo, so there's a few, is the worst. They don't advertise a number for you to cancel or customer service, so then you have to contact them via internet messaging, and then they tell you you need to call a number, which they then provide you, and then you have to call the number and go through the cancellation process again. It's so bad. Is that part
That's pretty extreme, actually, that one, because that's a back and forth, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, could that be, to be fair to them, could it be that there's just a process problem, or is there a chance that they have designed it that way to make it difficult?
I would suggest that if you've got to go through more than one process to cancel, it's been designed to be difficult. There's one exception. If you have a subscription and you're storing digital content like photos or artworks or creations or music, so if you're storing something that you want to keep, it's legitimate that the service would ask you three or four times whether you really want to cancel, because cancelling will mean you lose all your digital content. So that would be the exception. But in most cases, sorry, go ahead.
No, please go.
Oh, I was just going to say, but in most cases, there's no reason to make you work so hard to unsubscribe, other than they know that tends to keep people paying.
I know with a couple of the TV services, I've done the free trial, and I always diarise about a week before and put it as a recurring thing every day to make sure I cancel before the end of the period, because I know they'll be charging straight away.
Well, that's the best way to do it, because actually, I think you mentioned it earlier, one of the problems with subscription services is that if you go to cancel a day into the new period, you end up paying for the whole period, right?
Of course. Of course.
So you need to, so you need to do what you're saying. The best way to avoid these sort of hidden subscription traps is to make a diary note or stick it on your fridge, in my case, to cancel the day before it rolls over.
What can we do at the moment, Judy? Let's say someone is stuck in one of these subscription traps. They're finding it difficult to cancel until the government makes changes to the laws. What can we do to try and make it easier to get out of it?
Well, you can't make it easier to get out of it, unfortunately, because these, what we call deceptive designs, are designed to keep you paying. But perhaps if people know that, it makes them keep trying. It's not them. They don't have to feel guilty that this is so hard. They need to assert their consumer rights and go, I'm not going to be pushed around by this manipulative, deceptive design arrangement. So that's one thing they can do. If they really can't get out of the subscription, they can actually talk to their bank and say, look, I have tried, I've done the following things, and in some instances the bank will assist them. So you can see why there's a push for the government to change the law.
Oh, absolutely. Jeannie, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
It's a total pleasure.
Thank you so much. That's Professor Jeannie Patterson from the University of Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.